On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. If people aren't heading off to Splore, they might be wanting to do something else fun with their weekend, like go to a movie. Have you got any hot recs for us? Anything cool that you've seen or you think we should go and see?
I have so many for you to explore in a movie theatre.
Hey, nice.
There's actually a couple of films out this week that have very notable New Zealand connections. In fact, one is a pure New Zealand film. We talked about it last week, The Legend of Baron Tor, which is an action comedy from Kyle McNaughton and Kerry Wakia, who've been doing amazing stuff with their portmanteau films, Vai and Waru. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of a crowd-pleasing popcorn film, and I'm very excited to see it. I have not seen it, but that's in theatres now. And also, Come to Daddy.
Yes.
Is a film that was directed by Ant Timpson, who I like to call the Grand High Serpent of New Zealand cinema. He's been a very prolific promoter of film events, like the 48-hour film competition and the 24-hour movie marathon and all sorts of other cool things. He's a programmer at the film festival. He's done a huge amount for film nerds in New Zealand, and he's been producing films for a while now too.
Cool.
And now he's directed his first film, Come to Daddy, starring Elijah Wood. It's a nasty little thriller that is very much worth checking out.
I like that a lot of the words have been nasty, grotty, weird as like descriptors for this movie.
Yeah, well, if you know Ant and you know his tastes, that's not hugely surprising that he went down that route. It's not a off-puttingly nasty film. It's kind of nasty in the way you kind of want a movie to be. It's kind of unpredictable and a little bit at times, but very much worth checking out. Very interesting performance from Elijah Wood in the lead. Madeline Sami shows up there. A lot of New Zealanders on the crew, even though it was shot in Canada. So there's a Kiwi vibe running through Come to Daddy, even though it's not set here or about New Zealanders or anything. But there's a few other films actually in theatres that are very much worth recommending. Mm-hmm. The Lighthouse is one of my favourite films of last year. It's taken a while to come out in New Zealand. This is the follow-up film by Robert Eggers, who made The Witch about 5 years ago, which was my favourite film of the 2010s.
Nice.
And
that's
The
a
Lighthouse,
very high recommendation.
Oh, I love The Witch so much. And The Lighthouse stars Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe as two lighthouse keepers slowly going mental on a lighthouse island. It's black and white, and it's shot in this very boxy format. It's not even the Academy ratio. It's kind of almost a complete square. And wow. I spent most of the time watching this film worried about what images were going to be inflicted upon my eyeballs.
Okay.
And it's great. It's amazing to look at. It's hugely imaginative.
Is it in black
amazing
and white?
Amazing performances. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And it's really funny. It's an extremely flatulent film.
Nice.
And you don't think about fart jokes when you're thinking about like housekeepers in the 1890s.
No, you probably don't.
But it's great. It's a wonderful film. I believe that's playing at the Academy in Auckland, and maybe the Capitol as well.
Awesome.
And also out this week is a Jack London adaptation that people are criticizing for its CGI, The Call of the Wild, Harrison Ford and a CGI dog. They're marketing this film like along the lines, you know, this last 5 years there's been all these dog movies.
Yeah. Also Harrison Ford can't seem to like avoid dog movies either. It's kind of his stick a little bit, isn't it? He's done the odd dog movie. Didn't he do that one about the dog that waits at the train station for the owner that never comes back or something? Maybe I've just made that up.
I think you're mixing Harrison Ford up with Dennis Quaid,
which is
entirely reasonable.
I totally am.
they
all look the same.
Yeah, those crusty old baby boomers. And The Call of the Wild, you know, it's interesting that they're marketing it along those lines, because this is a classic novel, a Jack London novel about, you know, the call of the wild. And people are freaking out because they're like, but what about that dog? It looks eerie and not real. And it's a tough situation because, you know, it's not fun for dogs to be in movies like this. So there's an ethical argument for CGI dogs, but also it's like, oh, but it doesn't look like a real dog.
But weird, yeah.
So where does our entertainment demands lie next to the animal well-being? It's hard to say. But yeah, that's out as well. But yeah, so Barrantoa, Come to Daddy, The Lighthouse, and then behind that, by quite a distance, The Call of the Wild.
The Call of the Wild, if you want to see a weird CGI dog and Harrison Ford, who could be a lot of other people as well. That sounds like some good recommendations there. I've got to say, I did see Barrantoa this week, and we also spoke to Kyle, and it's just such a film highlight for me. I think it's really awesome. Cool. Really, really awesome.
Yeah, so it's good. Yeah, I'm so frustrated. I can't see it. I really want to see it on the big screen. I hope they have some sort of screening over here.
Oh, surely someone will put that on, some New Zealander feeling nostalgic for home.
Yeah, and as I said, those two filmmakers, Kyle and his wife Kerry, they've been doing some pretty amazing stuff in the local filmmaking scene, and they're filling a lot of gaps that need to be filled in terms of the kinds of films New Zealand should be making. So power to them, and let's all go see The Legend of Barrantoa. So
hard out
successful.
Hey, thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy. Lovely to chat to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Cheers. See you later.
See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly